Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hit the sirens, sound the alarms. It's time for another emergency episode here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. 2023 four-star quarterback Eli Holstein has made his decision and committed to Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm your host, Lance Glenn, and joining me to discuss Holstein's commitment is Hank South, the recruiting insider for 24/7 Sports, BamaOnline.com. So Hank, first and foremost, thanks for joining me. What's your reaction to this news? You know, what are the Tide getting in the four-star signal caller from Louisiana?
Yeah, a big time splash pickup for Alabama. Eli Holstein's a guy that Alabama really, you know, targeted and really coveted for about the past year. He threw for the staff last summer at camp in front of Nick Saban, in front of Bill O'Brien, the offensive coordinator, earned his offer there. And from that point on, he was one of the main guys on Alabama's board, one of the top guys along with Arch Manning, the number one player in the country. You know, we saw him commit to Texas A&M last summer. Bama didn't give up after that. They kept recruiting him. They got him on campus a couple times while he was committed to Texas A&M. He reopened things earlier this spring. He's taken, you know, five or six visits to Tuscaloosa since last summer and ends up committing on Tuesday. But I mean, just kind of just fits the bill for everything you're looking for in a quarterback prospect. Has that size, the verified size at 6'4", 222 pounds. He has it on tape. He threw for 3,200 yards last season, 30 touchdowns, rushed for another 514 scores, led his team to a state title, Max Preps Player of the Year in Louisiana, all sorts of things. And then a few weeks back in Las Vegas, the Elite 11 Finals, he casually breaks the Spark score record for quarterbacks, 133.56, posting just ridiculous testing numbers, 4.6 40, 38-inch vertical, 45-foot power ball, and a 4.419 shuttle. So, I mean, just a guy that, you know, all sorts of upside in Eli Holstein. He already has it on tape. I think his best football is still, I mean, it's saying a lot, is still ahead of him. But, you know, I know Bama's really happy with this pickup, a guy they like just as much as they liked Arch Manning. They were both two top guys on their board, and they're happy to get him in this class now.
And look, Alabama is obviously a program that develops quarterbacks, especially as of late. Tua, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, all starting NFL quarterbacks. Bryce Young, obviously the guy right now. Alabama took five-star Ty Simpson last cycle, four-star Jalen Milroe the cycle before. Now Eli Holstein for 2023. Where does he project in this Alabama quarterback room? You know, when do you see him being able to really fight for that starting spot on the Crimson Tide offense?
Yeah, it's kind of seems kind of silly to say with the guys they've recruited in recent cycles, but this was a really important year for that quarterback position. And it's one where I could still see Bama, you know, maybe testing the waters and taking two quarterbacks in this class down the road, maybe more of a developmental guy later in the cycle, kind of like we saw with Tua and Mac Jones in the class of 2017. But, you know, you look towards the future, got to imagine Bryce Young is to the NFL draft next spring. That leaves Bama with just Ty Simpson and Jalen Milroe on your roster as the two scholarship quarterbacks. So really needed a third guy, especially, and maybe even a fourth if they decided to take two quarterbacks. You know, I think, you know, this is going to be a situation where, you know, next spring it could be really interesting. You know, Eli Holstein's a guy that's going to enroll early. It's going to be a three-man battle. I think obviously you got to give the nod to a guy like Jalen Milroe or even Ty Simpson with a year under their belt, or a couple of years under their belt in the program by that point. But, you know, certainly I think someone that's going to factor into the equation sooner rather than later once he gets on campus.
And so, Hank, last one from me. Obviously, the Tide have been involved with Arch Manning, the top player in the 2023 class and number one quarterback. Does this remove them from the Arch Manning race? You know, he has an official visit scheduled for the weekend of June 10th. Do you still think he takes that visit, or does this kind of close the book on Alabama's chances with him?
I don't think it fully closes the book. Like I said, Bama, I think, is in, you know, a position where they might want to take two quarterbacks. Obviously, I don't think Arch Manning and Eli Holstein are going to commit to the same school. If they wanted to, I think Bama would be thrilled to get them both on board, but I just don't see both those guys ending up in the same class. I'm not going to say it takes them out of the running for Arch Manning. I think things were already pointing more a little bit towards Georgia and a little bit more towards Texas in his recruitment of late. Like you said, said, he has that official visit scheduled. That's still scheduled as of this recording. But again, we're 2.5 weeks away from that coming. We'll see if he ends up maybe deciding to take that visit to maybe somewhere else. I know, Florida's been recruiting him hard. LSU is trying to get in the mix with him. So maybe he decides to see somewhere else. But for now, that visit's scheduled. Wouldn't be shocked to see him look elsewhere maybe that weekend, looking ahead.
You can follow him on Twitter at HankSouth247, covering Alabama recruiting for BamaOnline.com. Hank, thanks so much for joining me. Really appreciate it, man.
Of course. Thanks, Lance.
So Eli Holstein, four-star quarterback, chooses Alabama. For Hank South, I am Lance Glynn. Thanks for listening to this emergency episode of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.